Hello, my name is Amy Hirsch, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Sunday, December 28th. We'll take a break from our normal rhythm, and we will focus on the sermon text for today. And so first, we'll reflect. During Christmas, it's customary for us to give and receive gifts. And these presents celebrate the merriment of the season, they express our love to others, and they serve as small tokens of the greatest gift that has been given to us through Christ. And so spend some time reflecting on a well-timed gift you either received or gave someone. What made that gift so meaningful? Today's sermon text is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. Now, before the law came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the day set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. I invite you to pray with me as we reflect on our sermon passage together, and I'll have some prayer prompts for you during the prayer and leave some time for reflection. Lord, in this season of Christmas, I celebrate the truth that you came in flesh and blood to be with us and for us. At just the right time, you were born of a woman, under the law to redeem me, that I might be adopted into your family. I praise you because you are perfect in all of your ways. At just the right time, you sent your Son. I worship you because I see your sovereign hand at work through the history of the world to bring redemption through Jesus. And I acknowledge that you are the one who is in control of the cosmos, and that you are also the one who cares about the inner workings of my heart. You took on flesh, and you know what it's like to be human. You empathize with me. As my great high priest, I can draw near with confidence, knowing that you care for me. And so now I'll spend a few moments thinking about the needs that you should bring to Jesus, your great high priest, and share those with the Lord. And you were born under the law, Lord, to redeem me. I confess the ways I break your law in my thoughts, in my words, and in my deeds. I confess the ways I sin and I fall short of your glory. But you came and lived a perfect life so that I might receive your righteous record and be called a child of God, adopted into your forever family, not by any merit of my own, but because of your mercy and grace. Thank you for sending your Spirit to live within me. Help me to see you as Abba, Father, and to draw near to you, to be sensitive to the ways your Spirit is at work in my heart, and to live into this identity I have as your child and an heir of God. So for our intentional activity, I want to remind you that several weeks ago, we hosted a parents' night out for foster families in partnership with the Alabama Baptist Children's Home. And this passage in Galatians reminds us that fostering and adoption are pictures of God's steadfast love for us in Jesus. And so I would encourage you to be praying for Alabama Baptist Children's Home, and for foster families and for adopted families in our community. You can even go to their website and you can become a prayer partner with them and receive ways that you could be praying alongside them. As we end our time together today, I invite you to listen to the classic Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, performed by members of our congregation.